Boy, long time me never touch you. Preacher man Fred, your host of the podcast me call Jamaican Revelation. Question for you. What are you writing in your book of life today? So when you look back and remember once upon a time, an age ago in 2024, what will you remember? How did you live your life? What could be said?
Fred, I want you to think of a time, an age ago, March 24th in the year of 2024. What do you remember, son of man?
Boy, that's an oddly specific time. My memory feels different than it was an age ago. I can even remember it like it was yesterday. It was springtime, the air was cool. I remember what I was driving. I remember how I was feeling. It was my day off. I remember it was raining the night before. I remember the cool breeze. I remember the sun. I remember my home.
You decided to take your son Ezra on a ride in the car at 2 a.m. to allow your wife to get some sleep. Your idea worked, but it came at a cost to your energy. Everything has a cost.
Driving around since 2 a.m. to keep him contained, out of the way of his mother who lost her this morning, and to give her some time to rest. I am done driving. I had a yerba mate thinking that this would help me, but I'm tired and I don't know if I can stay up any longer.
Eyes had not seen, an ear had not heard yet. You were given a glimpse into the future.
It's beautiful. Seeing the character of the houses in the night. The lighting brings accents. These old bricks makes me think of eternity and what it might be like to be able to visit without being rushed.
Now, son of man, remember March 24th of 2024 at the time 12:37 Central Standard Time. Your son Ezra was on an irregular sleep schedule that would not be shifted. He was full of energy. You were exhausted.
I don't know what the date is, but Ezra's here, and he is turning on the radio over and over again. And this is just a report after being up all night last night. I was up from 2 to about 5, no, 6 a.m. And we drove around with this guy to keep him asleep through that weird witching hour that this boy always is awake and not giving us sleep. So it worked. But then he was up at 5 and I got an hour and a half of sleep. And then I fed him a pouch. And so you'll have to see what it looks like out here.
You were shopping at Dylan's, getting water and items for supper. You began to make connections that you could not have possibly made that night when you were up at 2 a.m. You thought this was about your son Ezra. You thought it was about getting enough sleep. Remember when you were filled with the Holy Spirit that night? You began to pray for everyone you knew and loved. Then you heard the news about the mission trip to Peru.
All right, so Moses is starting up the water here. So the thing I want to talk about as I'm going through here is that this guy's over here. So Levi, they went to Peru and they're suffering from altitude sickness, and there was concern about an embolism, I guess, where liquid is forming in the lungs. And it made me think about how sometimes, like, why certain things happen. Last night I was up late with Ezra driving him around from like 2 a.m. Did you know that? From like 2 a.m. to like,
yeah,
6 a.m. driving all around. And I was praying. I was listening to Desire of Ages. I was praying. And I realize now, sometimes you don't know why. And I wasn't like praying directly for that, but I was praying for everything in general. And I believe that there's a good reason for that. Sometimes you might be led into something and you don't know why.
Fred, you were exhausted, but compelled to care for your son. take a late night drive, finding unexpected beauty and contemplation amidst weariness. Through prayer and reflection, you receive unexpected insights, echoing Ecclesiastes 3:1-8, reminding us of God's perfect timing, even in moments of exhaustion and uncertainty. Trusting in divine timing allows us to find purpose and clarity amidst life's challenges. The beauty that is found in the midst of trial and tribulation is a prophecy of understanding and better days to come. This entry will be catalogued in the Book of Life. For eternity, they will teach for ages to come.
In the midst of trial and tribulation, we find the beauty of prophecy, revelation. Trust in Christ's time and bring clarity we bring. Fretting exhausted but in giving sun. Late night drive, the journey just begun. Through the weariness in find unexpected sights. Prayer and reflection bring the divine insights. In all the darkness, Christ's light will shine bright. Eternal wisdom guide us through the night. To find purpose, clarity in all the haze. In the Book of Life, write the praise.